What to know about the push to make daylight saving time permanent. The House of Representatives passed legislation on July 14 to end the biannual daylight saving time clock changes in the United States permanently, in a 308-117 vote. Lawmakers have introduced bills to lock the clock on multiple occasions, but no effort has successfully shepherded legislation over the finish line. The legislation advanced out of the House Energy and Commerce Committee by a 48-1 vote in May. Here's what we know about the effort to end the twice-yearly clock change. What the Sunshine Protection Act would do. The legislation was created to end the temporary period for daylight saving time, which was enacted under Section 3 of the Uniform Time Act of 1966. This means there would be no more spring forward or fall back. This particular bill would keep the clocks on the spring-forward time year-round, which most of the nation is currently in. States would still be allowed to opt out and remain on standard time year-round, however. This would mean later sunsets in the winter, but also later sunrises, which has been of some concern to those opposing the change. Although this is a House bill, the Senate unanimously passed a similar piece of legislation in 2022, but the House never acted on it. President Donald Trump has voiced his support for ending the clock switching, saying earlier this year that it was time that people can stop worrying about the clock, not to mention all of the work and money that is spent on this ridiculous, twice-yearly production. The legislation has now been sent to the Senate for approval. Representative Vern Buchanan, the bill's sponsor, said, "My Sunshine Protection Act will bring us one step closer to ending the outdated and unpopular practice of changing our clocks twice a year." Floridians and Americans across the country are tired of the biannual time change, and the evidence is clear that permanent daylight saving time can improve public health, reduce traffic accidents, lower crime, and encourage more outdoor activity. Buchanan has introduced the Sunshine Protection Act in each Congress since 2018. How the clock change started. First adopted nationally during World War I to save energy, the practice ended, but it was reintroduced during World War II. However, the patchwork observance of the clock changes after the war caused confusion for industries such as transportation and broadcasting. A few years later, Congress passed the Uniform Time Act in 1966, establishing nationwide rules for daylight saving time. That included when it would begin and end. Initially observed from early February to late September, the 1966 legislation set it to begin on the last Sunday in April and end on the last Sunday in October. However, Congress enacted earlier start dates citing an energy crisis on several occasions, including in 1974, when daylight saving time began on January 6, and in 1975, when it began on February 23. A 1986 law shifted the start date to the first Sunday in April, but the Energy Policy Act of 2005 changed the dates once again, so daylight saving time currently starts on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. States can opt out of changing their times entirely, but they cannot adopt permanent daylight saving time without congressional approval. Currently, Arizona and Hawaii both opt out of the biannual clock change. American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands also do not observe daylight saving time, but the Navajo Indian Reservation, which is partially in Arizona, does. Controversy over the change. There has been bipartisan support for ending the clock changes. Supporters cite a few concerns, including sleep disruption, increased workplace injuries following time changes, and increased traffic accidents after the spring change. Additionally, more evening daylight is thought to support more shopping, recreation, tourism, and time for sports. Representative Frank Pallone said permanent daylight saving time is better for safety and will boost New Jersey's tourism industry. However, Senator Tom Cotton has said he thinks it's a bad idea because it would result in much later winter sunrises, forcing children to go to school in the dark for part of the year. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has taken the position that permanent standard time is the optimal choice for health and safety. According to the group, the United States should eliminate seasonal time changes in favor of permanent standard time, which aligns best with human circadian biology. The Academy says that evidence supports the benefits of standard time. Practicing sleep medicine physician Dr. Karen Johnson also testified, citing evidence of the negative health effects of changing the clocks, including an increased risk of chronic disease, depression, and suicide. The sun is one of the most powerful drivers of health and well-being, but the timing of sunlight is what's critically important, Johnson said. Johnson strongly advocates for permanent standard time, saying that daylight saving time would deprive Americans of critical morning light and that although the spring clock change is bad, permanent daylight saving time is worse. Permanent daylight saving time does not make days longer, nor is it the reason why people feel better in the summer, Johnson said. Instead, permanent daylight saving time is a hidden mandate to wake Americans up an hour earlier, rather than their alarm clocks or the sun. If we called it the Go to Work an Hour Earlier Act, rather than the Sunshine Protection Act, no one would be voting for it. Aldgra Fredley contributed to this report.